are fuck-ups and we are fucking it up. Dat kunt u vinden op een bepaalde bladzijde in de Noorderzongids. En dat gaat over de voorstelling Heroin van de Theater Club, moet ik uiteraard zeggen. De regisseur is hier en een acteur of actrice, Grace Dias en Lauren Larkin. En ik heb ze nog helemaal niet ontmoet of gezien. Het zijn beide dames, dat had ik wel gedacht. Grace klonk heel erg damesachtig en Lauren toch uiteindelijk ook wel. Maar ik heb ze nog helemaal niet gesproken. Hallo! We didn't meet... Dat zijn ze, Lauren en Grace. Who's Grace? Who's Lauren? You're Grace?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had to be there. Grace. Hello.
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello.
Yes, take a seat. Please talk in the microphone.
Okay.
Heroin is the title of the performance playing in the Grand Theater. In the Grand Theater vanavond om 9:30. Morgen en overmorgen ook nog. It's about heroin. It's about the destructive influence of hard drugs on our society. Mm-hmm. You're the director. Mm-hmm. You're one of the actors.
Yes.
Is it okay with you that I talk with her first?
Of course.
Grace, I read in this magazine that the society can't look away anymore. I thought a destructive influence of heroin, yeah, well, not on me, but I think that you're trying to tell me, yes, it's destructive on you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose one of the big ideas of the performance is that it affects everyone, it's more about value, I suppose, than necessarily about drugs themselves. That we can live in a society where we put less value on people because of an addiction. And the performance is trying to address that.
To achieve that, you did research to achieve the effect on the performance. You did research for about 2 years.
Mm, yeah.
Why and what did you do?
I suppose it started out when I was working in a mobile phone shop, and a lot of the customers that I was working with were heroin users, and I was struck by the way that the other people in the shop treated the heroin users. They would call them names or ignore them or say very disparaging things about them. And one day there was an incident where one of the drug users became angry about something that was to do with the transaction, like to do with the sale. And he ended up getting so frustrated that he spat at me and spat in my face. And it was kind of the rest of the way that my colleagues kind of reacted to this. They started to say things like he should be burnt or they should be taken out and shot and all these kind of really hateful things. And that kind of showed me the huge difference in how we see each other in Ireland. And I became very upset about that and I wanted to try and make some kind of intervention through theatre in that. So I went...
Although he mistreated you in a way, you stood up for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it was more like that I saw, I understood his position that he was frustrated and I was angry, but I didn't have hate in me towards him, you know, and I witnessed the other people that I was working with have hate towards him, and that was the thing that made me think, what's the difference between my reaction and their reaction?
And that was the moment that you started to
think about this performance.
To make a performance.
Then I went to, I talked to a local drug, local methadone clinic about the impulse to make the performance, and they advised me to become an expert on everything to do with it because it's a huge subject. And they're like, if you're going to tackle this in a performance, you need to know everything there is to know about it. So I worked there with the drug team. They call them drug teams in Ireland. So I worked there in this treatment clinic for 2 years, working with drug users and working with
to be sure that you know everything about the subject.
Yeah.
Where did the actors come in?
Then I suppose I kind of thought about who would be important to make the performance with. And a few different things happened where we picked some people and then they weren't available and things like this. And then Lauren actually was brought in halfway through the rehearsal process. I thought, I actually really need Lauren because I know Lauren from youth theatre. We were in youth theatre together, we're childhood friends. And then I brought Lauren in. So lots of different...
What was her... Why especially Lauren?
Because I felt like I needed... I had two male performers at that time and they were people that I didn't know that well and we were getting somewhere working together, but I needed someone like Lauren to be able to represent the heart of what I was looking for. We were doing a lot about the anger and like the PC Red, we're fuck-ups and we're fucking it up. But I needed the heart of it to be represented or the vulnerability of it to be represented.
Is there any experience in the actors that are in the play with hard drugs, heroin or anything?
Yeah, we're all from areas in Dublin which would be very affected by hard drugs.
Is Dublin different from the rest of the world on this subject?
Everywhere is different in the world from each other, from different places. So
yes, so, can
so yes, yes, it is. It's a very particular story in Dublin, and that's something that we've put across in the play. There are lots of different factors.
So the play is actually very much about Dublin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we go to the role of Lauren. You were invited by
Grace.
Grace,
yes.
She wanted your heart in it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
What is your role?
Well, basically, I represent women, and I did a research with this book. It's called Dying to Survive by Rachel Keogh. And I read this when I was in college in Dublin, and I suppose Grace had read it as well for research for the play. And then I suppose with reading this book and with Grace reading the book and myself reading the book, we realised that we needed a woman's reaction in the show. So I...
A woman's reaction on what?
With heroin.
Okay.
So, like, a woman's experience with heroin would be very different to a man's experience with heroin, you know? So, yeah, that's my role in it. I represent women. I represent the heart of the situation.
And Rachel,
this woman who is a recovering...
And the woman. So the book is actually playing a role in the play?
Yes.
You use it?
We use it. I read from the book. We do excerpts from the book. And, yeah...
I like interviews, but what I like more is that we get a little representation of what you do in the play. So
yes,
is it possible that you read something that you actually use in heroin?
Yes.
So I'll just say Grace. While you're finding it that Rachel, who we invited Rachel to become a part of the process as well. So we read this book and we were both really moved by it. And then the author, Rachel, came in and she worked on the performance as well as a kind of a... She was a full-time kind of collaborator on it, like a writer would work on a play with a director, like she was as involved.
Is she with you here in Holland?
No, she's with her son in Dublin.
In Dublin.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to read a piece from the book that is about Rachel, the woman in the book, being in prison. And she's at the very end of her addiction and she is looking for treatment. So I'm going to start. I was dying inside. I knew I was living on borrowed time. I had brought things too far and too much damage had been done. It would take a miracle to get me out of this one. I was afraid. The walls in my cell were beginning to close in on me and I couldn't tell the difference between night and day. Every so often I could hear activity outside my door. Officer, officer, will you get me a smoke? The banging and slamming of doors, police beginning and finishing their shifts. I kept slipping in and out of consciousness, still no sign of a doctor. After two nights of going through withdrawals, my skin was beginning to smell like chicken soup. This, along with the increasingly overpowering smell of my arms, which were badly infected and rotten from 14 years of chronic drug addiction, it turned my stomach even more. After tormenting the police to get me a doctor, he eventually came on Sunday night at 11:30 p.m. What can I do for you, Rachel? Said the legalised drug dealer, who appeared to be Indian or Pakistani. I've been here since Friday night and I'm really, really sick. I need methadone and I need dressings for my arms, I replied, shaking before him in my seat. Okay, well, first of all, I can't give you methadone because we don't have any. We don't carry methadone around with us anymore. It's far too dangerous. We've had too many doctors getting mugged. I was waiting on the punchline, convinced that he was having a laugh, but there was none. He was deadly serious. Well, you're going to have to get me something. I'm on 90 milligrams of methadone a day and I need it, I said as I began to panic. He slowly lifted up the sleeves on my top, which revealed my rotten arms. But he didn't seem fazed. Oh yes, they're very bad. I can give you a couple of paracetamol. I looked at him in disbelief and I could feel a panic attack coming on. I told him I was asthmatic and he disappeared and returned to the room with an oxygen mask.
Lauren Larkin, Grace Dyes van het theaterclub vanavond met heroin om 9:30 in het Grand Theater. En ook daar zijn zowel voor vanavond als morgenavond als overmorgenavond nog kaarten voor. Thank you very much. The theaterclub.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.